Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America and all our ships at sea. It's time for the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. The Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins, your local distributor, and by Classic Care Cleaners, Cecil Meekins and the folks making sure you look great in everything they do, South Market Street in Brenham. Tonight, we're talking Brenham Cub Baseball Alumni Banquet with our good friend Tommy Lange on the Brenham Sports Line. Going out to Heine Manush and his all-star band, and as always, in studio with us, our sports line mascot, Mookie the Rabid Badger, as we talk sports with a local attitude here on the sports line. And Mookie's still fired up after that Cowboy game last night.
I'm telling you, that was a heck of a game last night. God.
Yeah, Mookie had money on the Cowboys, and so he's very excited tonight.
There you go.
That's it. And, of course, Mookie always gets very excited when we're talking Brenham Cub baseball, and we are going to talk baseball here tonight on the sports line. And, by the way, we'll take your phone calls. We're going to have open lines. Second half of the program, 836-9937, 836-9937 here on the Brenham Sports Line. But first half of the program, we're talking Cub baseball. And two of my favorite subjects, Cub baseball and dinner.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, what else is there? I mean, you know, you talk about Cub baseball, you talk about food. I mean, both right, talk about fastballs right down the middle.
And it's right around the corner.
Indeed it is. Of course, last week the announcement made, the Brenham Baseball Alumni Banquet has been announced that it will be Saturday, January 21st at the Fireman's Training Center. And Tommy, tell us about the details of this year's big event.
I tell you what, the first thing we're really excited is that it's going to be a week later by the calendar this year than it has been for the last couple of years. And when everybody comes back from the holidays, we're trying to get ready for the banquet and everything. It actually gives us a little bit more time, but we're looking forward to it this year. We're going to be honoring the last team, which Coach Earl Hathaway took to the state semifinals. It's the 1994 team. One of the young men, and we are working very closely with him, is one of our local attorneys, Kevin Butcher.
All right.
And we're really excited about it. I had a little conversation with Kevin last week on the phone. I said, Kev, I said, you know, this is going to be, you know, one of those teams, you know, do you really remember a lot? But, or do you think about, because we just came off that where we honored four teams that went four consecutive years in a row to state. But one of the key points that Kevin brought up with is that was a very, very competitive team. When you talk about athletes such as John David Baker can't even break the lineup, I mean, which is really, really exciting. So we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun evening. And, as always, it's always great to hear a speech and Coach Earl Hathaway talk about one of his many, many great teams, which he had.
Yeah, that 94 team was an awful lot of fun. Got to the state tournament back when it was played at Dish Falk.
Still at Dish Falk, yes.
Exactly. And also some of the particulars of the night as well. I know that it's a big fundraiser for the Alumni Association.
Yes, this is this is our main fundraiser now, and of course. You know, we're always you know, taking funds. And by the way, I need to back up and say, you know, we do spend all of our funds. All of our funds are used. It goes back into the program in some shape, form, or fashion, either with improvements to Fireman's Park or, you know, whatever needs to be taken care of. You know, that's what we're there for. And but it is our main event for the year, and we're excited about it. It's going to be a fun evening, as it always is.
All right, and of course, part of the evening, silent auction and raffle, and some items of interest going to be up for grabs.
Oh,
and,
yeah, I tell you what, we had a really, really good meeting, and here of late, we had some of our young professionals show up for the meeting. Of course, Eric Weiss was there, and Seth. Just a minute, I'm losing my train of thought here, but you know, some of these guys, which are still playing, showed up for our meeting, and they're going to be working on trying to get Spivey. There you go, we got it. I knew it'd come back to me sooner or later here, but these guys are going to be working on some things that,
All right.
You know, some of the modern day things which are going on.
All right.
So, but we're excited about that.
And I tell you what, and here's something we can put up for auction. You ready for this?
Let's go.
You and I can put up. The high bidder gets a chance to join you and I in the booth at Fireman's Park for a Cub broadcast.
Oh, that'd be a heck of an evening right there.
There you go. You know, you never know what you're going to get. We did that with football a couple of times, and I actually had a great time with some people through the. We did that one through the Chamber of Commerce and had some fun with that. And so I tell you what, we can put that up. They can join you and I for a Cub baseball broadcast from Fireman's Park. How does that sound?
I tell you what, I'm all for it.
All right.
I'm game. We're game. Let's go. We're
now,
on.
Now some of them baseball folk, we might have to put a 5-second delay on. We might have to have Nick back here at the station with his finger on that 5-second delay button, but you know,
exactly, and maybe make sure that it doesn't go to DB, right?
If DB wins it, we'll make allowances.
There we go. It'll work. It'll work.
That's it. But
hey,
yeah,
I love that idea. That's going to add some excitement to the evening.
Sure. Sure. There you go. So we'll put that up as a silent auction item.
That'll work. All right.
And of course, items will be coming in throughout the next couple of weeks and stuff, and all kinds of neat stuff too that people can bid on. A lot of just neat artifacts and a lot of stuff just dealing with Brenham Cup baseball.
Right, exactly. And you know, one of the things that, you know, I'm working on, and hopefully he's going to go along with us. He's went along with it for a couple of years. Is a young man who is was a very, very good catcher for the Brenham Cubs. Wiley Crowson went on and played for the Blinn Blacks, and you know, then went on and you know, played down at one of the A&M schools down in the Valley. And
yeah.
His claim to fame now, he's a pretty good fishing guy.
Yeah,
and
yes, he is.
We're working on trying to get another one of those fishing trips for everybody to bid on. And I can assure you this, fellas, that is a fun trip because Val and I and my daughter took that trip several years ago. And I'm going to tell you what, it was a fun day. It's just a fun time.
All right.
That's going to be a big item, and I'm not giving up on that. I'll get with Wiley on that.
and you have to put a stipulation, though, that whoever wins it has to take you and I along with them.
That's for sure. That's primary.
That's how you do it. This is the Brenham Sports Line Sports Talk with a local attitude. We're talking with Tommy Lange about the Brenham Baseball Alumni Banquet fundraiser for Brenham Cup Baseball coming up Saturday, January 21st, the Fireman's Training Center. We will talk more about it and some other stuff coming up. We may even talk about the Dallas Cowboys a little bit here. We'll talk about Tommy's favorite team coming up here in just a minute here on the Brenham Sports Line. We'll be back with more right after these messages.
So what does a good time sound like? Does it rock?
I can't believe we're right next to the stage! Ah, here we go!
Does it pack a punch?
This is for the UFC light heavyweight belt. Here we go!
Does it include dancing?
To our boy Randy the Bachelor. Let's make this a night we never talk about. Here we go!
Or is it off the grid?
4 days, 3 nights, and absolutely no email. Ah, here we go.
A good time can sound like just about anything, but there's one sound that goes with a good time every time. The just right taste of Bud Light. So no matter what your idea of a good time sounds like...
Streaking!
Here we go!
Start it off right with refreshing Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. Please drink responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
KWHI invites you to tune in all day Christmas Eve and Christmas Day for local Christmas programs. Hear holiday music from area school and community bands and choirs, plus Christmas messages, music, and pageants from churches in the Brenham community. Watch for a complete broadcast schedule printed in the banner press. Tune in on Saturday and Sunday for continuous Christmas music and messages from Friendly Country KWHI 1280 and these sponsors. First National Bank of Belleville, Spies Insurance, AMA Home Care, Gus Mutcher and Donald and Gwen Spies.
Back on the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a local attitude. And we'll have some open phones coming up in a little bit here, 836-9937, 836-9937. So get your questions ready for the sports line. But right now, we're talking Brenham Cup baseball, more specifically the Baseball Alumni Banquet, Saturday, January 21st at the Fireman's Training Center to honor the 1994 Brenham Cup state semifinal team and to also... raise funds for the Alumni Association, which are then in turn turned over to Brenham Cup Baseball. And Tommy, talk a little bit about the Alumni Association, because this is something really that is unique to Brenham that you don't see in a lot of other communities around Texas, is a baseball support group like the Alumni Association.
But believe it or not, and there's one individual who was the mainstay behind all of that, and it's a gentleman named Ray Rodenbeck. Ray got together with us back in the early 90s, and he just called a general. A bunch of us all got together one evening, and he said he had this dream. He wanted to create a Brenham Baseball Alumni Association. And man, I'm telling you what, you know, and we took off with it, and, well... And I know you can remember some of those early events that we had, some of those golf tournaments that, you know, which were a lot of fun.
I won't bring up the T-shirts.
Oh, yeah, please don't bring up the T-shirts. You know.
But anyway, but no.
At least mine fit.
But, of course, we used to have a great time at the golf tournament. It was a lot of fun, but it was also a lot of work. And came the idea for the banquet, and that was a stroke of genius.
That was another idea which was brought up by Ray, and he felt it would just be so neat because of all the tradition and all the teams that Brenham has taken to state, and it just kind of laid there a while, and I just said I told him, and I said, this is going to happen, and we put it together, and we made that first one happen in about 2 weeks. I mean, we put it together, had a place to have it, and I remember Val Kiki bringing it up to me that night. He said, I never thought you'd pull it off. But, you know, we all got together. It wasn't a me thing. It's not about me. It's about all of the individuals, all of the alumni which worked together on this, and everyone in the community who supports Brenham baseball. That's what it's all about. And that's why the event happens. It's no one person. It is just the whole community getting together and supporting. a really, really great cause, and the results of the cause goes back into the program itself.
And that first banquet was just was a blast. Getting to meet Coach Luquette and just meeting with those guys on that first Cub team that went to the state tournament was just incredible.
Oh, amazing! And the really, really neat part about all of it is, you know, the age that Coach Luquette was at that time, and you know, God bless his soul, he's no longer with us, but. You know, he's in a much better place than we are anyway. He's up there with the good Lord, but the man had such an amazing mind and remembered everything about that team, everything about every player, and it was just a really, really exciting evening. And, you know, everybody just fell right in with the program.
And of course, with that group having so many former members of that team with us that night was neat. And every year, it's been great to see the players that, of course, I got to meet some of those guys for the first time with that one. But as we moved on along, it's getting great to see the guys that we haven't seen in many years. Some of the players from from the past years from those 80s teams and now the 94 team. Quite a few of those guys that we haven't seen in a few years. It's going to be a lot of fun and looking forward to it a lot.
Oh, it's and the really really special part about all of it is you really. Get to hear some unique and interesting stories. And that's the great part about it. And that's what it is there. And I've said many, many times, you know, I happen to be fortunate enough to, you know, be a part of one of those teams that went to state. And of course, if you do not win, and I did for many, many years wonder, well, what did we not do? What could we have done? But, you know, now I really look back at it, and if you're one of those four to get to go to Austin, it really is a special, special time. And just being part of being one of those four, granted, and we all want to win, and we only know that one will win, but, you know, it is a special time, and that's why we want to honor all those individuals which had that opportunity to make that trip to Austin, Texas.
And one of the really neat things you talk about something special is what's really special is if to this day, if you go to the state tournament this next year, in 2017, if you go to the state tournament, you open up the program in the record book. Hey, look whose name is still in the book all these years later. Tommy Lange, Brenham Cubs. For most stolen bases in a state tournament.
Wow.
Still there, buddy. It's still there.
It's kind of exciting. Kind of exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. Get you some wheels then, huh?
Yeah, they aren't quite as good as they used to be. But back then, I guess I did have one good trait, so.
Well, I don't know. You were probably pretty quick this morning trying to get in and out of the cold weather.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, I was out there. I said, you know, I walked out, and I said, this is not going to be too bad. But, boy, I tell you what, as my little workout went along, I said, it's time for this thing to get over with. You know, there's a chill in the air.
Oh, man. Well, and we mentioned that the event is – put on and sponsored by the Baseball Alumni Association. Talk about some of the things the Alumni Association does and some of the things you've been able to do and provide for the baseball team over the years through your fundraising efforts, through the golf tournaments and now the banquet.
I tell you, you mentioned golf tournament, and Coach Hathaway was part of that. You know, over the course of time, and, you know, there are just some things which are needs, which the baseball team, and one of those very, very, and in fact, it was the first item we purchased after one of our golf tournaments. Coach Hathaway said, we need a riding lawnmower. and we looked at him and we said, Coach, a riding lawnmower? And he said, of course. He said, we need a riding lawnmower. And, you know, we worked it out, and I'm going to tell you what, you know, the community got behind it. we had a very, very successful golf tournament. I tell you what, that lawnmower was a great asset for many, many years. But the one item that I want to bring up that, and that's part of us also, was, and it took a few years to pay it off. But when you come down to Fireman's Park, look at that big board up there and see the number of district championships the Cubs have had and all the numbers, you know, a number of times which how the depth that they had gone into the playoffs and, the you know, of course, the big item is those 16 trips to the state tournament.
Right.
And whenever teams come to Brenham, they're walking in the gate and they have to see this billboard and they're going like, wow, what are we in for here, you know? But you know, it's a very, very special time.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, that money also goes for a lot of things that, you know, little things that come up during the season.
Oh, yes. You know,
they might need new bases or something.
Whatever there's a need, if there's a need and there aren't funds at Fireman's Park, I tell you what, it goes into it. And
right.
Again, one of the, you mentioned about needs is, this goes back when we built the new Brenham High School, which is out off of North Park. It was brought to our attention at that time that there was going to be a lacking of dressing room facilities for all the different sports, and there was going to have to be a lot of sharing. And, you know, we took on an adventure, you know, in a joint venture with the city of Brenham and the Parks Department. We are so grateful to the Parks Department. We ended up building that dressing room facility at Fireman's Park. And again, it's one of those special things that when the visiting teams come to Brenham, they say, wow, man, they have their own locker room here, man. And which is really good. But anything, if there's something that need, whatever the need is, you know, that's what we're going to do. And the money is put to very, very good use.
Right. And, who knows? Maybe, Coach Mark needs some polka CDs for the bus, you know. There you go.
You never know. You never know.
But, so. And that's what the funds go for. So yeah. Again, we do want to urge everybody to take part and to just come on out. It's a night of Brenham Cub baseball and fundraising and fellowship and good times, and people get to hang out with you and Delbert and Val. Oh, the pro, Otto will be there. And, I mean, you know, it's just a, you know, and get to see some of the guys that, you know, that they usually only see at the ballpark.
I need to bring this up now. I talked to the big guy today.
Yeah.
When I talked about the big guy, the caterer.
The big man, yeah.
The guy in charge of the meal.
Oh, Grande Daddy.
He said, I would like to make a suggestion. So he's going to adjust the menu this year.
Okay.
The red meat this year is going to be sirloin steak.
Oh, there you go. That's what I'm talking about.
So we're enhancing the menu.
Big
this
Daddy
year.
Can do sirloins. I'll tell you that right now.
Going to be sirloin, you know, with of course, chicken breasts. So,
yeah.
Grilled chicken breasts. So special meal this year. Special meal.
Well, you got to like that.
I'm all about Big Daddies.
Absolutely. And now, if anybody wants more information, they can get a hold of Coach Williams at 979-451-1768. If you have to, you can call DB at 979-251-0388. You know, he's taking notes, and he's going to get even with us.
He's taking notes.
He's going to get even with us.
No,
absolutely.
It's coming.
251-0388 for our buddy Delbert. And TL, you are at 377-4802.
Correct.
All right. And so
if I do not answer, I will call back.
Yes, he will.
I will call back.
It's pretty, usually don't answer, but I usually get a call back within a couple of minutes.
After
you scream the call.
Yeah.
I was like, it's Ed again. I'm just going to wait and see what he wants and then call him back. Yeah. And, again, tickets are $20 per person, but, I tell you what, you companies out there, corporate tables, $300 for a corporate table, and those are really neat. You can get your company, together and, you can all sit together and have a little, Cub grub.
There you go.
And a little Big Daddy's, some steak, some chicken. There you go. And enjoy the banquet.
And
listen to Coach Hathaway tell stories.
I can assure you this. It is a special evening just because every year has a special story.
All right. And we need to go to the Brenham Sports Line. Hello, anonymous caller. You're on the Brenham Sports Line.
Man, you two clowns sound pretty good on the radio.
you got a voice that sounds like it was made for the radio.
Yes, for the radio for sure, not TV, right?
There you go. What's going on, DB?
Hey, you sound good. Everything's good. I hope that we can pack the house on the 21st because it's going to be a good time, good year for the Cubs. Can't wait for the season to begin.
Yeah, and that's one thing we haven't mentioned is also it's a chance to get to meet the 2017 Brenham Cub baseball team.
Hey, they're gonna be there. They're gonna have their green and white on, and it's gonna be a good time for all. And we can't say enough about the Brenham baseball program and what Tommy Lange does and what you do for the program, and we appreciate it. And don't forget about Brother Rodenbeck, because he's always involved too.
Oh, absolutely. Now,
you missed it earlier. It was brought up that he's the reason for all of this. He's the main reason.
So. No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, enjoyed the program. Y'all have fun. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, DB.
Merry Christmas to all the Cub fans.
All right. Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Five, 6 more weeks, and we're playing baseball.
That's it. He's counting it down already. Yeah. All right, DB.
All right. Good night.
You have a good one.
Thanks for the call.
All right. DB giving us a call here tonight here on the Brenham Sports Line. And, indeed, you get to meet the 2017 Brenham Cub baseball team, and the coaches will all be there. Coach Williams, Coach Mark, Coach Harris, they'll all be there. And, you get a chance to talk with the coaches. And I'm sure they welcome your advice.
always.
Oh, but it's going to be a great time. And you get to meet the guys. You get to meet the team and just kind of enjoy a few minutes with the players and stuff. It's going to be a neat night. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, it always is special. And, we've had conversations about it already. This 2017 team, it's going to be fun.
That's it. It's always fun. It's always fun. Always keep that streak alive, which I believe is at 35 right now, if memory serves me. 35 straight years.
Yes.
In the playoffs. I'm going to make it 36. I'm going to make it 36 this year.
Most definitely.
Maybe add another number. We won't jump the gun right now, but it's always nice to add more numbers to that billboard.
We've got to add a number, and I tell you what, the one that I want is I want to see that number 8 state championship.
Oh, there you go.
That's what I want to see.
There you go. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And again, we want to remind everybody it is Saturday night, January 21st, Fireman's Training Center. Can't wait. Honoring the 1994 Brenham Cub state semifinal baseball team. And Coach Earl Hathaway is going to be the speaker. And this will be the last time that Coach Hathaway is the featured speaker after all these years.
It's It's going to be a special evening.
Yeah.
It will definitely be a special evening. So
it's going to be fun. Tickets are $20 per person. But, again, a corporate table of eight, $300. So all you business owners out there, get a corporate table. And it's eight seats at a corporate table. And show your support for Brenham Cub Baseball by purchasing a corporate table. Again, you can call DB at 251-0388. You can call Tommy at
277.
Did I say 377? 277-4802. And you can call Coach Lanny Williams at 451-1768. 451-1768. You can also, once school gets back into session, although we don't want you to wait that long, but once school's back in session, drop by the athletic office, and Vicki Williams is right there, and she'll be more than happy to help you out.
Vicki will be more than, and I tell you what, you mentioned Vicki.
You know, she runs the athletic department.
She is our right hand lady.
She runs the athletic department. Oh, you know, don't let Coach West fool you.
No.
Vicki runs that athletic department.
Oh, I tell you what, she is so special, and just does an outstanding job for the Brenham High School Athletic Department. Great lady.
All right. And you can also get tickets through the athletic department at Brenham High School. So
correct.
There you go. And we want you out there on the 21st, and we're going to have a good time. And who knows, I may even, if I get enough time, get a couple of new joke books.
There you go.
So I can come up with some new lines and not give you the same old tired jokes that I've been saying for the last 10, 15 years.
I tell you what, I do want to bring this up, Doc. On Friday evening, that is, and of course, you know, we try to get the groups together, you know, after the banquet that evening. But on Friday evening, the individuals come in, includes those individuals which purchase corporate tables. You know, you're welcome to come out. We have a little social out at Gun and Rod, and that's when there
that
are some really good stories. Really
that's when the good stories come out.
Yes.
The stories that sometimes they can't tell in public.
Yes. but you know, that,
no,
and that's
but it's,
part
it's
of
a lot
it,
of
but,
fun.
A whole lot of fun stories. One that I need to bring up, and we saw this last year. Next time you see former Coach Watch, you know, who we're talking about, Michael.
Oh, yeah.
Ask him if he knows the proper bunting stance.
it was
so funny. Jerry Kiki came out last year and had a scrapbook from the year that from last year's team that it played, and we're flipping through the book, and I asked Coach Watch. I said, Coach, come on. Is this a bunting stance? He said, it's bad, man. It is really bad.
Well, you know, he didn't have, he didn't get called on to bunt much.
No,
he's a power hitter. You know,
he had enough other tools to do a lot of other things.
So. Just chick-tigged the long ball.
Right. He made things happen.
All right. Well, TL, it's always a pleasure, my friend. And, of course, we're getting ready. We need to start getting our pipes ready.
Yeah, getting pipes ready.
Start getting those vocal organs prepped and ready for baseball. And of course, again, that's what you and I will donate to the auction. The high bidder gets to join us in the booth for a game.
There we go. Make it be a real special game.
Yeah.
On top of it.
Yeah,
but.
and we'll do it even if DB wins.
There you
Even if DB wins it, we'll still give it to DB. But all right, so there we go.
One thing I do want to say is, you know, so many special thanks to you, Tom D, and all the staff here at KTEX KWHI. You do so much for the city of Brenham, the community, Washington County, and especially Brenham Athletics, and we're also very, very grateful to each and every one of y'all.
Well, we certainly appreciate everything that you and the Baseball Alumni Association do for us in making our job a whole lot easier.
Well, thank
certainly
you very
appreciate
much.
It, my friend. All right, and so give Tommy Delbert or Coach Lanny Williams a call and get your tickets for the Brenham Baseball Alumni Banquet Saturday, the 21st. and it's going to be a ton of fun. TL, as always, a pleasure, my friend.
Many thanks. Thank you so much. I enjoyed being here. Great opportunity, and I'm grateful for it.
All right, and a very Merry Christmas to you and all of your family, to Sheree, your daughters, and little one.
Well, I tell you what, you need to see little one.
I'm telling you.
She's kind of running the whole family.
Is she running the family now?
She's running the family.
All right. Well, best wishes and Merry Christmas to you and your entire family, Tommy.
Same to you. And
Mom says hello.
That's what I'm getting ready to say now. That very, very special lady that's spending the winter with you. I tell you what, I love that lady to death. She's like my mom, my other mom that's not here anymore. But I tell you what, she's a wonderful lady. And, you know, the very, very merriest Christmas to you and each and most of all, everybody in the great city of Brenham, Texas.
All right. And when we come back, we're going to have open phones here on the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. And again, if you want more information on the Alumni Banquet, just go to our website, kwhi.com. More Sports Line coming up after news and these messages.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
KWHI 1280 has heard a rumor that Santa Claus hasn't been filling those stockings up quite the way he used to.
Merry Christmas! Ho, ho, ho!
So to give him a hand, we're going to cram $1,000 cash in there as well. But that's not all. KWHI 1280 has teamed up with businesses to stuff your stocking with great gifts this Christmas season. Every time you visit one of our Stuff Your Stocking sponsors, fill out an entry for your chance to win a $150 gift certificate to Rob's Fun Center in Brenham, a $50 gift certificate to Doodlebug's Boutique in Somerville, and a decorative wreath from Plants and Things in Brenham. Or you could win $1,000 and buy yourself a bunch of gifts. You can also sign up at locations like Nathan's Barbecue in Brenham, Fireplaces Etc. in Bryan, Overall Lumber in Somerville, or Murphy's Steakhouse in Winchester.
I love this Christmassy time of year.
We're the station whose stockings are always filled with cash. KWHI 1280.
I'm Noelle Buffum, and this is your KWHI local news update. A Navasota woman was arrested on Friday after she admitted to intentionally getting in a head-on collision with another vehicle. According to authorities, a man told deputies he and his girlfriend were on their way home when they saw 34-year-old Jacqueline Elaine Orozco, whom they were acquainted with, parked down the street. According to the police report, the man pulled his pickup to the side of the road and stopped. Orozco then accelerated her car and hit them head-on. The man and his girlfriend were not seriously injured. Orozco was treated at College Station Medical Center for a sprained ankle. While still at the hospital, authorities say she admitted to intentionally hitting the couple. Brenham police are investigating a weekend burglary. Sunday, just after midnight, officers responded to the 700 block of North Bluebell Road in reference to a burglary of habitation. The caller said she returned home and found the back door to the residence open and a television missing. The incident is under investigation. The group pushing for a new junior college in Brazos County held its first meeting Thursday, followed by the announcement that Blinn and the Texas A&M Engineering Extension Service would join together in a workforce training partnership. Ivan Olson, the co-chair of the steering committee, says that instead of submitting its proposal to the Higher Education Coordination Board in January as they previously planned, they've decided to wait until the agency's April meeting so the committee can have more time to learn about Blinn's new partnership. And St. Peter's Episcopal Church and Brenham Choral Society will present their annual Handel's Messiah Concert this evening. The performance, which includes professional soloists, orchestra, and dancers, will begin at 7 p.m. The program is free and open to the public, with a reception following. A look now at our friendly country weather forecast. Today is sunny to partly cloudy, a high of 46 degrees. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 31. This has been your local news update on KWHI, where the news comes first.
Eight holiday attractions at one great venue, Moody Gardens. Enjoy Iceland ice sculptures with a completely new Caribbean Christmas theme, a breathtaking undersea journey, a giant ice slide, and the new Shivers Ice Bar. Plus, Moody Gardens Festival of Lights, ice skating, holiday films, and more, including the Cirque Joyeux Noël show December 16th through the 25th at the Moody Gardens Hotel. Save big with a holiday pass. Visit MoodyGardens.org today for tickets and hotel packages.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI AM 1280. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about the happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, December 21st, Craig will be speaking with Brenham Police Chief Craig Goodman about the Officer Santa program and some holiday safety tips. If you have an event that you're planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
In 1836, Texas became its own nation with 23 local counties. Well, we are now 254 strong. Because as our state has grown in population, one thing that remains is the need for local government. With locally elected officials like your judge and sheriff, who best know the needs of the people they serve. From running courts to running elections, from building roads to building communities, and much more. Learn more about your county at TexasCountiesDeliver.org. Sponsored by Texas Association of Counties.
Going out? Plan a sober ride. Meeting friends? Designate a driver. Getting drinks? Call a cab. Getting the next round? Please call a cab. Getting behind the wheel? Stop. Stop. Stop.
Don't wait until it's too late. Plan a sober ride while you can at SoberRides.org. Drink, drive, go to jail. A message from TxDOT.
On the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. And again, I want to thank our good friend Tommy Lange for coming in. Again, the Brenham Baseball Alumni Banquet. It is Saturday, January 21st, Brenham Fireman's Training Center. Coach Earl Hathaway will be the guest speaker, talking about the 94 Brenham Cubs state semifinal team. Tickets are $20 per person. Corporate tables of eight, $300. That corporate table, though, also helps show your support for Cub baseball and allows you to be part of that Friday night little hoop-de-doo and get-together. So, companies out there, come up with a couple extra bucks and get yourself a corporate table and show your support for Brenham Cub baseball. You get to meet the 2017 team. Coach Lanny Williams and his staff will all be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. And it's going to be Saturday night, January 21st. For more information, just go to our website, KWHI.com, and give Tommy a call at 277-4802, DB at 251-0388, or Coach Lanny Williams at 451-1768. Open phones here at the Brenham Sports Line. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937 here on the Brenham Sports Line. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. Open phones. And you want to talk about that team up there?
How about this Cowboys?
Okay. That's for DB and Daryl and even for Lumpy.
How about this Cowboys?
Things I do. Yes, the Cowboys are 12-2, but their two losses are to the New York Football Giants, and playoffs are coming in a couple of weeks, so be ready. But if you want to give us a call, 836-9937, the Houston Texans making the move at quarterback. Yesterday, Brock Osweiler continued his exercise in futility. He just was looking horrible the first half yesterday. Back-to-back interceptions that turned into points for Jacksonville. Wasn't getting the job done. Finally, Bill O'Brien said enough's enough. Went to Tom Savage. Savage was able to move the team, was able to guide the comeback for the Texans, and lead them to the victory, a 21-20 victory over Jacksonville. Granted, Jacksonville's not very good. Jacksonville's, in fact, is awful. In fact, they're so bad that they fired their coach in the locker room after the game. But he got the job done. Savage came in off of the bench, got the job done, and today Bill O'Brien named him the starting quarterback. So Tom Savage is now the man behind the center for the Houston Texans, will be the quarterback Saturday night when they take on the Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals, what a train wreck that team is. Lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers yesterday after they had a commanding lead. They were in control of the game. I watched quite a bit of that game. Was kind of flipping around. Was watching the Giants game. Watched quite a bit of the Giants game. Was watching the Green Bay Chicago game just because it was like 5 below 0 in Chicago, and was watching Kansas City for the same reason. Kansas City was I believe 1 degree at kickoff. Was watching some of that Kansas City Tennessee game, won by Tennessee, by the way, so they are still breathing down the necks of the Texans, and also watched some of the Texans game, and they were not looking real good, but they got the job done. Savage came in, got the job done. He will be the starting quarterback against Cincinnati, and Cincinnati, as I said, train wreck. They had a big lead over Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh was coming back on them, but Pittsburgh had a late drive where they were trying to score the go-ahead touchdown, and the Bengals got called for 4 penalties in a row on 4 plays. Two of them are personal foul, stupid, idiotic penalties. Cincinnati continues to be an embarrassment in the NFL with these stupid, dumb penalties that cost them a trip to the Super Bowl last year. But that's who the Texans got coming up next Saturday night right here on KWHI. I want you to join us next Saturday night for Texans football. We've also got basketball coming up Wednesday night. The Aggies and St. Francis. Not the greatest matchup in the world, but it's Aggie basketball here on KWHI. Now, pregame show is at 6:30. Game is at 7. However, 5:30, you Aggies need to tune in because it is the preview show for the Texas Bowl. So the preview show for the Texas Bowl is coming up this Wednesday night with Dave South and Coach Kevin Sumlin. As the Aggies get ready for the Texas Bowl against Kansas State. And looking forward to that. That game is, again, going to be the 28th. That's going to be Wednesday the 28th. But this Wednesday, a week before the game, is the preview show, 5:30, here on KWHI. Then that'll be followed by Aggie basketball against St. Francis. With a 7 o'clock tip-off in that one. Plenty of other activities going on. Of course, things a little quiet. High school basketball. Brenham Cubs kicked off district play in exciting fashion as the Cubs trailed Tomball Memorial by 7 points. Less than a minute to go in the third quarter. And Darvis Watson hit a 3-pointer. Right before the end of the third quarter, the Cubs, that triggered a 21-0 run. And by the time the smoke had cleared, Cubs won by 18, 75-57. So a nice start to district play for the Brenham Cubs. An exciting brand of basketball. They're going to be fun to watch this year. So do yourselves a favor, get on out, check out Brenham Cub basketball this season if you get a chance. A lot of fun. Now, they're off until the 20th. They're off till the 30th. That's when they'll be back in action in a matinee at Lake Travis. against Austin Travis, excuse me. And then district play will begin, will resume the following Tuesday. The Cubettes, tough one this past Friday night. Got off to a slow start, just never could get back in the game against first place Tomball Memorial. But the Cubettes at 1-2, little break, get away from the court for a little while, regroup, and then off to the Tyler tournament next week, and then back into district action on January 3rd, and we'll be there to bring you the action against Tomball right here on KWHI and KWHI.com. And by the way, the Burton Panthers and Lady Panthers in action tomorrow. They're going to play in Dimebox, a little matinee action tomorrow afternoon. Again, lots going on in the big wide world of sports and Monday Night Football. Cam the man, our friend Cam Newton, going to be leading the Carolina Panthers in their last-ditch effort to try and make the playoffs tonight against Washington. Washington, they're kind of hanging on. They've got that number six spot in the postseason, but they need a win to maintain it. So should be a heck of a night tonight in Washington as Washington plays host to the Panthers. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on the Burnham Sports Line.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Sports Doc. Hey. About you Bengals here.
Oh, let's le bon ton every day, my
yeah, shit. The sleigh is rolling down the bayou tonight, I tell
you. Oh, there you go. I hope he's wearing his long johns because it's going to be cold in the sleigh tonight.
A little colder than we're used to, but I tell you, it's going to turn back and be more normal here. But wow, I tell you, it's been a great year.
It's supposed to be in the 70s Christmas Day, so
I tell you, you got to love Texas.
Indeed,
you got to love it. I tell you,
what a year!
What a year, Burton Panthers! My goodness, they ran into a juggernaut of a team, obviously.
Yeah, nothing was going to stop Bremond this year.
Oh, man. But, and, you know, when you lose to the champs at the last possible moment, you had a great season. So I'm really proud of those kids.
Only one team at your level is happy when the season's over.
That's right.
That's it.
That's right. Well, that's sports, though, and that's a great life lesson. It is. So that's good.
A great season by the Panthers.
Yeah. So now we're turning to baseball already. When do pitchers and catchers report? It's got to be four or 5 weeks.
Yeah, I believe about 5 weeks. I believe about 5 weeks is when they start getting ready.
Oh man. Well, we got a few bowl games to look at between now and then.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got quite a few. There was one this afternoon of a Monday afternoon bowl game in the middle of the week. I mean that. You know, of course, it was like Toledo and I believe Central Michigan. It was a blowout, but hey, it was college football. So
I hate that I missed that, but I didn't even know.
Well, you know, they had to move it up because you know the NFL was like, you put this game up against us, and nobody's going to watch Carolina or Washington.
Exactly. Well, I know I enjoyed the Cowboys last night, and I'm not a huge Cowboys fan, but I tell you what, I heard Montana earlier in the year saying he had all his doubts about Prescott. Now, I remember LSU facing Dak when he was in college, and I was like, man, this kid is tough.
Yeah,
and I said, don't give up on that guy. And, boy, he's done some stuff, and you know it's the season of the not so heralded quarterbacks actually doing well. I mean, you were just talking about Texans yesterday, and
Tom
the backup
Savage.
Guy, yeah, Savage comes in there and wins the game for him. I mean, did enough to help them win the game. Let's put it that way. I think the field goal kicker won the game.
Absolutely.
And that safety didn't hurt either.
No.
Yeah.
No.
When you win by one and you get a safety, it usually helps.
Yeah, and you know, and the Texans this year are doing it with defense.
Yeah.
The only reason they're in first place is because they got just a tough defense. Imagine how tough they'd be if J.J. Watt was playing.
And Merciless didn't play yesterday either.
Right. So the defense is what's getting it done for the Texans. But,
yeah,
if Tom Savage can just come in and not hurt them,
that's
what's really been tough, for Osweiler, is that he hasn't done a good job of not hurting the team. Yesterday, those two stupid interceptions.
Yeah, early, too. Yeah.
And Jacksonville, boom, scores.
Yeah.
You know, and that's
a team you need to just put away.
Yeah,
and not beat by one. So
yeah, it should have been a blowout right from the start.
Yeah,
you know,
but a win's a win, especially in the NFL.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, beating and in the college football playoff scenario, when you win your league, your conference. And you beat the team, and they still get to go to the playoff.
That's ridiculous. And the fact that Ohio State goes and Penn State doesn't is just it just defeats the purpose. The eyeball, the eye test. Ohio State's a better team. Well, so what? I'm going to tell you right now. I still will maintain that the Patriots were a better football team than the Denver Broncos last year. But you know what? The Broncos beat them, and so the Broncos went to the Super Bowl.
That's right.
The way it should be.
Any given night, and you got to take the results.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you, Doc.
Man. Wow, somebody that agrees with me.
Just on that one thing. Don't go into extremes.
You've been eating that eggnog early, I think. I don't know.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
There you go. So
now LSU's got, we got to face another Heisman Trophy winner. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fine. Last time, well, I don't know about the last time, but when we played Manziel, he had three turnovers and we won that one. So
sure.
not too worried about it, to be honest with you.
Here's something I want to pick your brain on, as a dedicated, faithful Bayou Bengal. Your thoughts on Leonard Fournette and McCaffrey deciding not to play in their bowl games?
You know, he's given a lot, and you could tell all year he wasn't 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Even when he set the school rushing record for a single game against Ole Miss, he wasn't 100% in that game.
Right.
You could just tell. Just looking at him, just watching him from year to year, I just want the kid to be healthy. He's a father. He's a great man. He's done a lot for the state. I'm fine with it. It's a bowl game.
Yeah.
In my opinion, if we were in the playoffs, and he would find a way to suit up,
sure,
I imagine.
Sure.
But bowl games are exhibition games. It's kind of like preseason football, for the NFL. I don't put a lot of stock in the bowl games. The best thing the bowl games do for those teams that qualify is they get 15 extra practices going into next year.
And the athletic department gets a nice check at the end of the season.
And coaches get a little bonus. Well, most of them.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's a money thing. But it's a showcase thing. You're not gonna win anything or lose anything. I mean, you already know what you're gonna get going into a bowl game. So I just one more chance to see the guys play. And we've got a couple guys that are gonna declare early, not just Fournette, but with him being hurt, I'm perfectly fine with it. I'd love to see him run one more time and just bulldoze somebody one more time, but we've got highlight reels for that.
There you go. And a little bit, Fournette's story a little bit different than McCaffrey, because McCaffrey is healthy.
Now that one, I don't understand.
Healthy. He just doesn't want to get hurt before the draft.
But he's
projected as no higher than a fourth round pick right now.
Right. I think that's a fourth round pick. A little too much ego on that one.
Dad's probably helping him out a little bit on that.
Right. No, with Fournette, I mean, get him healthy. Go make some money, and
yeah.
he'll. I know he'll get back to the state. He'll get back to the program, and you know, I'm fine with that. I'd love to see him play again, but watching him this year, not 100%. It hurt me every time he tried to do something.
Right.
When he wasn't healthy, so.
Right.
But we got number five there, Geis, so he's not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
His
backup's not too bad.
Yeah, because he set the singles game rushing record for LSU
right.
after Fournette did this year. So,
right.
But he did it in 20 more carries, but still. Yeah, Fournette sets a single game LSU rushing record with 16 carries.
Yeah.
Think about that for a minute.
One thing about the bowl game that I'm excited to see is the team playing now that Coach has the job full time.
Oh, I'm so happy for Coach O.
Absolutely.
I think he's the perfect fit. And what they say is it's the first time in the history of LSU football that the coach does not have an accent.
Well, it depends on where you're from.
Exactly.
That is great. I tell you, listening to him talk is just fun.
Yes. Yes. He's an excellent administrator, and I think we've got the best defensive coordinator in all of football in Aranda.
Yeah.
And I don't know about this Canada guy. What I've seen is he can do some good stuff. That's a wait-and-see thing for me. But, man, SEC, look out. We just got to recruit. And then college football never stops.
No.
It's a 12-month endeavor. But yeah. I love it. I love it, Doc. Well, hey, you have a merry, merry Christmas. And
absolutely. Same to you, my friend.
Absolutely. We'll talk, if not this year, before we'll talk soon.
All right. That sounds like a good idea.
Yes, sir.
All right, Bayou Bingo, you have a great one. And thanks for calling here on the Brenham Sports Line. We're going to wrap it up right after these messages.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Do you know where your beer is brewed? With 12 breweries spread out all across the United States, a fresh Budweiser is closer than you think. You might even say we're America's favorite local brewer. Back in 1876, we had one St. Louis brewery. And people seem to like our hometown brew, so we've stayed true to that original recipe. We still use hops we hand-select ourselves. We still use our exclusive Beechwood aging process. We've just got more local brewers now, so we can guarantee fresh Budweisers for everyone. Want to see just how fresh? Download the Track Your Bud app. Then you can retrace the creation of the bud in your hand. Where and when it was brewed, where the ingredients came from. It's Brewmaster. Just enter the born-on date on the bottle. It's like taking a tour of your local Budweiser brewery from the comfort of your bar stool. From farm to finish to your phone, get to know your bud. Download the Track Your Bud app or visit trackyourbud.com today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
You've been listening to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. I want to thank our guest, Tommy Lange, for talking about the Brenham Cub Baseball Alumni Association Banquet. And again, it's coming up Saturday, January 21st. Give Tommy Lange, Delbert Baker, Coach Lanny Williams a call. Get your tickets now as they pay tribute to the 1994 Brenham Cub baseball team. I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. Remind you that we'll be back next Monday night with the Brenham Sports Line, kind of a year-in-review look. And, again, we want to urge everybody out there to have a safe and happy and very merry Christmas. From the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude on KWHI. See you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.